Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman, alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. He's written 5 books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. He's been published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal, and you see him every week as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. Joel, what's happening? How are you this week?
Well, I'm doing very well. We've got a very good show for you this week. There's 2 very important things we're going to talk about. One is 401k rollovers. We still get questions about 401k rollovers, even from people that have been retired for 5 and 10 years. Should they leave that 401k behind at their old company? Gee, it's doing kind of well, Joel. Why should I move it? And for some people, they should leave it behind. So we're going to get into this. And then we want to talk about what it really takes to specialize in working with retirees. So many financial advisors, so many stockbrokers out there, they now say that they specialize in working with people that are either retired or getting close to retirement. That's what we say. That's what we do. Almost all of our clients are either just into retirement or getting ready for retirement in the next few years. But what does it really take to specialize in working with retirees?
Well, let's start with that, because there's so much more to retirement planning than just managing investments. And I think a lot of people lose sight of all the very specific things that you need to consider when you're doing retirement planning. And Joel, that's exactly what you guys do every single day. So let's dive into some of those things we need to think about that don't apply necessarily to folks in other stages of life, like specifically the timing of when you take your Social Security. That's very specific to retirement planning, but it's something that has to be part of the conversation.
Well, sure, timing of Social Security benefits needs to be part of the conversation. As you all know, if you pay any attention to the financial press, whether it's TV, radio, or the magazines that you can pick up at almost any grocery store now that give you financial advice, most advice on Social Security says wait to take it until you're 70. Always wait until you're 70 because it grows. Your benefit grows by 8% for every year you wait. But the more money you have, the more you may want to consider taking Social Security early. This is an individual decision. That's why it's so important not to just take blanket advice. And we've been talking about this for so long here on the Money Wisdom radio program. Now, the important thing is that you get an analysis done that takes into account your longevity, whether you're married or single, whether you're still working or not. What are the other pieces of your retirement portfolio? Do you have a lot of money saved, or is Social Security going to be your main income source? All of those things factor in to when you should take Social Security benefits. So what it takes in my business to specialize in helping people that are either getting ready to retire or already retired is knowing all the different nuances of Social Security, knowing that every single person is different, and that these blanket statements that you hear out there are just not right for everyone.
So that's a very important part of the conversation. Joel, what about retiree-specific tax planning? How is tax planning different when you're in retirement compared to other stages of your life?
Well, it's very, very different because, first of all, you can control your taxes a lot more when you're retired than when you're working, especially if you didn't own your own business. If you were just an employee for another business, you've had very little control over the taxation of your ordinary income. It was ordinary earned income. Yes, I know you could put some more money into your 401k and reduce some taxes that way, but for the most part, you had very little control. Once you're in retirement, you have much more control over when you pay taxes, how much you pay in taxes, and what type of income you take to support your lifestyle. We can even set up a plan where for the first 5 or 6 years of your retirement, you pay almost no taxes. Of course, this is dependent on your overall financial situation, but for some people, we've been able to set up a plan where they pay almost zero in taxes for the first few years of their retirement. That's when you're usually the most active, traveling the most, and so on. And then that's, of course, compensated later on in retirement where you might pay more taxes than you did in the beginning, but you can't travel as much. You can't be quite as active, especially when you're in your late 70s and 80s as you were in your 60s. So tax planning for retirees is very, very important. The other thing that tax planning does is it can affect your Medicare premiums. Your Medicare premiums, what you pay for all the different pieces of Medicare and the prescription drug plan that's attached to it, is based on your income. So we've got to be very careful that your income doesn't trigger you going from paying 100 $100 a month for Medicare to $300 a month for Medicare. That's all part of the tax planning, where you're taking your income from, which is why it's so important to have a good retirement income plan that specifically addresses where you're going to take your income, how much you're going to pay in taxes, how can we make sure that you pay as little as possible in taxes, and if you have money to pass on, that your heirs pay as little in taxes. It's all easy to do if you specialize in working with retirees.
Well, you mentioned Medicare, and I think a lot of people just assume that, well, I'll have Medicare once I'm retired, so I don't need to think that much about health issues. But there's a lot of things Medicare doesn't cover, like, for instance, long-term care needs. And so that's a big part of the conversation, too. If we're going to specialize in retirement planning, we need to be talking about how do we address nursing home or assisted living or, you know, aging in place at home, things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring this up, John. Not too long ago, I was taking a trip with my son Brandon. He's my oldest, lives up in Boston. He's 26 years old. And I saw in a newspaper, and I can't tell you if it was a Wall Street Journal or maybe it was the paper for the local area that we were traveling in. We were in Indianapolis back then. But it talked about people wanting the government through Medicare to pay for long-term care because most people think Medicare will pay for long-term care. Now, I can tell you that will never happen. I hate to say always and never in this business, but I don't see how that can ever happen. Medicare is barely funded as it is, and there's no way that under the existing structure it could afford to pay for nursing homes. So a lot of people don't realize that long-term care is not covered by Medicare. You're on your own. You either have to self-pay, or you've got to buy insurance, or you've got to set up some legal structure so you protect your assets while qualifying for Medicaid, which is basically a government welfare program. So there's all kinds of issues to be dealt with there with long-term care and other health issues, budgeting for other health issues like higher copays, and somebody that specializes, an advisor that specializes in working with retirees will have the resources and the team around them to help you make sure that you're set up in this crucial area of health care in retirement.
Joel, one thing we should mention here briefly, because this kind of ties in with that long-term care conversation. For some people, that means staying at home, aging in place, having in-home care. But that kind of leads us into a conversation with what are we doing about the house? Are we keeping the house that we raised our kids in? Are we downsizing? Are we moving to a different state altogether where the taxes are different? That's got to be part of the conversation, too.
Yeah, and as you know, we do workshops all over the place, all the time. We have two this week. We probably had three the week before. We do pretty much 11 or 12 workshops every single month. Almost all of them are within driving distance of you that are listening to me right now. And this question always comes up. Should I stay in Connecticut? Should I sell my home and rent because I don't have all the maintenance headaches? And by the way, what I'm paying in property taxes right now would cover about half my rent. And so a lot of people are asking this question about housing overall. Where do you live? What type of home do you have? There's that sort of emotional tie to the home you might have raised your kids in, but at the same time, you realize how much it's costing you. So we have the wisdom to help you in this area. Why? Well, we have 2,200 households here in the Northeast, almost all of them within either 5 years of retirement or retired already, that have had to face this particular decision. We've watched them face this decision. Sometimes we've helped them with those decisions. So this housing and lifestyle decision in retirement is crucial. And again, when I was starting out in the business back in 1989, I was 27 years old. I had no idea how to advise people that were retired or getting close to retirement in these issues. So it's so critical that you find somebody that specializes in retirement.
Another thing we need to discuss here is the financial implications, Joel, of the death of a spouse. Obviously, everybody understands the emotional implications there, but the financial implications are something that a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, and this goes right to the heart of where investment planning begins when it comes to retirement, which is a retirement income plan. Because if you have a good retirement income plan, and what that simply means is, are you going to be okay in retirement with the money you've saved plus your guaranteed sources of income? What's going to happen when you hit bumps in the road in retirement? How is that going to affect your income? What rate of return do you need to do all the things that you want to do in retirement? And then what happens when the first spouse passes away? Because if you think about it, folks, when the first spouse passes away, if both of you are getting Social Security, we know one Social Security check is going to be gone. We also know that you're going to be in a different type of tax situation. Your taxes will now be calculated as a single person as opposed to joint filing. And when you're not filing joint, when you're filing as a single person, the brackets start at much lower rates. You don't have as many deductions. And so you're going to pay more in taxes. So here you have a loss of income and you're going to pay more in taxes. And so that's not the only financial implications of the death of that first spouse, but it is significant. It needs to be planned for. What you don't want to be doing, and I know this for a fact, working with so many couples that have lost a spouse, is you don't want to be worried about money at such a difficult time in your life. So make sure that you're working with somebody that can plan for those financial implications of the death of a spouse.
The last thing I want to mention here, Joel, is a fancy term and probably kind of hard to explain without a whiteboard or PowerPoint slides or something. It's something that almost you need visual aid to understand. But sequence of returns risk sounds fancy, but explain in simple terms what that means.
Well, it just means that you can't pay attention to long-term averages in the stock and bond markets when you're pulling money off of a portfolio. Because, and let me give you a perfect example. Let's say I have two uncles, which I do. I have Uncle Jim. Actually, Uncle Jim's passed away. But let's say I use Uncle Jim and Uncle David as an example. They both retire. They both are now 20 years into retirement, and they both got an average rate of return on their portfolios of 7%. You got that? It's almost exactly the same. They both retired. Mm-hmm. They've both been 20 years into retirement. They've both got an average rate of return on their portfolios of 7%. And they've both drawn 5% per year off of their portfolio for income. However, Uncle Jim has 40% more money than he started with. And Uncle David is almost out of money. How can that happen if they both drew the same amount off the portfolio, had the same amount that they started with, and got a 7% average rate of return? How is that possible? Folks, it's the sequence of returns. If you get low rates of return or negative rates of return the first few years of your retirement while you're pulling money off of a portfolio, you will never recover from that. You'll have to adjust your income downward. Where if those first few years are good rates of return, even though your long-term average is the same as the other person, because those first few years you got real good rates of return, you're going to be okay. And that's the problem with long-term stock market averages, especially with where we're at in the market right now. You might be setting yourself up for failure if you're pulling money off of your portfolio right now and you're counting on a long-term average, because we've been in a bull market since the bottom in 09, and we are due for a downturn, especially if you're getting ready to retire right now, or you're retired in the last 3 years. So this sequence of returns is very hard for people to grasp. It's one of the things that gets missed. And I'll tell you, a lot of financial advisors, I think, do not grasp the implications of the order in which the yearly returns happen in the stock market. I know it's kind of hard to explain, folks, but it just goes to show that it's so important that not only you come up with an investment plan, but that investment plan is adjusted to take account for what's happening along the way. So, so crucial, the sequence rates of return. And certainly, if you have questions about that, you want to talk to us. I know it's hard to explain on the radio, but what we've talked about here is the timing of Social Security, tax planning, managing healthcare issues. Where are you going to live in retirement? Are you going to stay in the same house? Financial implications of the death of a spouse, and then, of course, the order that the annual stock market returns happen in. They can either torpedo and hurt your retirement, or you can end up having much more money than you ever counted on. These are the things that it takes, dealing with each one of these things and probably a few more, to specialize for a financial advisor that you're working with, to specialize in working with you, the retiree or the person that's within 5 or 10 years of retirement. So you've saved and invested for retirement. Now what do you do? What will you do with all that money? How do you make it work for you? And the answer is in our, here at Johnson Brunetti, this process we've developed, our Money Map Retirement Review. It's a Money Map Retirement Plan. And you're going to discover, if you allow us to take you through this process, folks, you're going to discover concrete steps to minimize your risk in your portfolio, how to turn your savings into an income workhorse. You worked hard for your money. Let's turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement. How do you avoid the retirement tax traps that we've talked about earlier? How do you protect everything you've worked for against healthcare, inflation costs, and so on? And why so many retirement plans are destined to fail due to huge gaping holes and costly mistakes. Some of them we've been talking about on this program. So I want you to get our Money Map Retirement Review. It's a personalized analysis. It won't cost you one thin dime. You've got nothing to lose. Call us now, 1-800-705-1232. You can also text that number, 1-800-705-1232. If you text, leave your first and last name. If you call, leave us a message. This is available for the next 10 callers on the show today. 1-800-705-1232. Set up a time to come into our office and visit with us and get your personalized money map to cover all of the concerns we've been talking about, the things that you need to handle if you are going to have a successful retirement. It's easy to understand. You'll get actionable strategies from us. We will not pressure you. I promise you that. You can do with what you want with the information, but you'll be glad you came in and got your personalized Money Map retirement plan.
800-705-1232. You can call and leave a voicemail or shoot a text message to that number. We'll get back with you and help however we can best help. 800-705-1232. Call or text 800-705-1232. This is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. Joel, another topic that we get a lot of questions about is 401k rollovers. And, you know, we often say on the show that, you know, once you leave a company, you should take your money with you. Don't leave your 401k behind. But often we don't get into the why behind that. So what are the main benefits of taking that old 401k and rolling it into an IRA?
Well, I always like to boil it down to flexibility and control. You have to think about who the client is when you have a 401k. Think about this. Who's the client? The client is the company. It's not you. So even my employees here, let me use an example of someone. Let's say Peggy. Peggy is involved in the 401k here. She is not really the client of where we have that 401k. The company is the client. She's just merely a participant in a plan that's offered to her. So when you work for a big company, let's say ABC Manufacturing, and you're participating in your 401k, you are not the client. The 401k has no obligation to helping you in the maximum way possible. The client is the company, and you have to understand that. And so when you roll over money to an IRA, you have more flexibility and you have more control. Now, that doesn't mean everybody should roll their 401k over to an IRA. You have to analyze other things like the costs. You may have increased costs when you roll your money over to an IRA, especially if you're working with a fiduciary like us that's a registered investment advisor. We're going to manage your money for a fee. So you've got to make sure you're getting a benefit for that fee you're paying, because the fee you're paying might mean that you're underlying costs are a little bit higher than they were in the 401k. So you've got to make sure, you've got to weigh the pros and cons. But that's only one of the things you have to weigh. You've got to think about, are there more investment choices? You have now the ability to work with an advisor that's personalizing it to you. Not one of these robot advisors, these computer programs, but a true advisor that's going to work directly with you. And then you can eliminate some of the fees you don't even know you're paying now and be in a more transparent situation. It's funny, John. I was analyzing someone's 401k a while back, and they were working with one of these robotic advisor type firms. I won't mention the name of it, but they're one of the biggest. And they thought that they were actually getting somebody that's personally looking at their portfolio, and that it was just as good as working with an individual advisor. That's a little bit like going online to WebMD and getting your medical advice from them, from an internet site, versus going and finding a great doctor that specializes in people just like you, that's going to give you personalized advice based on all the rest of your health history. So I'm not saying it's bad to work with one of those online robo, we call them robotic or robo advisors, but it certainly is not the same as working with an individual financial advisor.
I think the concern for a lot of people, Joel, if they're going to do a 401k rollover, is the tax implications. What's it going to cost me in taxes to do this?
Well, if you do it correctly, it's not going to cost you anything, and it might end up saving your family hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, depending on your situation. For instance, if you have company stock in your 401k, there's a little known tax break or a tax strategy. Many advisors don't know about it. Certainly many individuals don't know about it that can save your family hundreds of thousands in taxes. But if you do this rollover correctly, if you roll the money from the 401k to the IRA and you do it correctly, there are zero tax implications. You're not in any kind of a different tax bracket. You don't trigger a tax at that point. You do have to be careful if you're under 59. You might want to leave some money behind in the 401k if you're under 59, because then you can take money out many times in many 401ks without a penalty as long as you're over 55. But again, from a tax standpoint, if you just do a rollover, it doesn't trigger any taxes at that point as long as it's done properly.
And then I guess the question is, Joel, once we roll it over to the IRA, what are we then investing in? How do we find the answer to that question? Because like you said, we have maybe 10 or 12 mutual funds to choose from in our 401k, but suddenly when we have the entire investment world at our fingertips, where do we start? How do we know what to pick?
Well, this is where it's important that you start with a financial plan. You start with a good retirement plan. That advisor that you're working with knows exactly when you plan to retire, builds in some flexibility, and builds an investment portfolio based on your individual situation and your plans, your need for income. How long do you think you're going to live? Are there going to be any inheritances? What type of expenses would your kids trigger? All of those things need to come into account to a good financial plan, and then the investment plan should be built around that. I can think of two examples right now. I had a gentleman come in. He had already been retired for quite a few years and had never rolled over his 401k. And quite frankly, between a deferred compensation plan he had because he was a high-level executive with a company and his pension with that company and Social Security, most of his needs were being met. So when we rolled over his 401k and designed an investment plan for him, the chances are he's never going to have to take income off of the 401k. So we built it for kids, for grandkids, for passing on money, and also for possible emergencies that he and his spouse might have. I can think of another couple, a separate couple. They were about 3 years from retirement. They absolutely were going to need their 401k to generate income for them immediately when they retired. And we needed to take, in that case, a much more conservative approach. But again, it all came after developing that money map retirement plan for them, that income analysis, the Social Security analysis, so that we knew exactly how to invest their money. One of the things we see other advisors doing out there way too often is just jumping right into talking about the investments without doing a full plan. Folks, you need a full plan. You need to see where all your assets are, liabilities. You need to see what your income needs are, the shortfall when you go into retirement versus when you're working, if you haven't retired yet. What about the assets that you have that won't generate income, but they're certainly property, like life insurance policies and homes and apartments and things like that? All of that needs to be taken into account. And that's what we do for you when you take us up on that Money Map Retirement Review. I want you to call and take us up on that. We don't push you to become a client. There's no obligation. It's not going to cost you one dime, but it is truly personalized to your own situation. You'll leave here with a one-page plan. It's easy to understand. You'll get our actionable strategies. You'll get a retirement income plan. You'll even get an investment analysis that stress tests your portfolio. It'll let you see the amount of risk that you're taking with your current investments, and you don't even have to move your investments over to us to see that. We can analyze them right where they're at. We've got a great new tool. We even purchased some software for that, and we'll walk you through the results. So get your Money Map Retirement Review. We're going to offer it again to the next five callers. If you call or text 1-800-705-1232, call now to set up your visit. 1-800-705-1232. If you text your first and last name. We'll get back to you to set up your time to get your personalized Money Map Retirement Review. Once again, it involves concrete steps to minimize your risk, how to turn your savings into an income plan that gives you powerful income for as long as you're going to live. And if you're not there yet, we'll let you know. And then how to protect everything you've worked for through health care, planning, through estate planning, and so on. It's all the Money Map Retirement Review. Call or text now, 1-800-705-1232. We so look forward to meeting with you.
Call or text 800-705-1232. When you come in, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, either The Money Map or Forced to Retire, or maybe one of the other four or five that he's written. 800-705-1232. You can call and leave a voicemail or shoot us a text message. 800-705-1232. This has been Money Wisdom, up against the clock, but we'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place, right here. Have a great week.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.